Radio.com.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, Healing Through Prayer with Corrine Walson.
Hello and good morning. Welcome to Healing Through Prayer. And I am your host, Corrine Walson. Thank you, Maria, very much. Today's show, I have called it Cause and Effect. And it's a recent revelation that has come to me and needed to share it. Please just open your hearts and your minds and ask just to receive the truth. And I'm hoping that this resonates with you as deeply as it did with me. You know, and when I'm talking to some of my friends, a lot of my closest friends will discuss how the concepts that I share on the show we can intellectually grasp and understand, and yet in some areas we don't see the healing effect in our direct experience. And, you know, this will in turn will turn on us. It fuels doubt, either doubt in God or doubt in ourselves. We doubt our ability to hear God. You know, and this is precisely what the serpent or mortal mind delights in, and it wants you to believe. Because, you know, if your faith in God or in yourself is shot, where else do you have to place your trust? It's going to be, you know, what's before you, what your five senses are reporting. Because it's going to be all you think that you really have to grasp onto. Having to rely solely upon yourself without God is life in the ego. And the ego wants you confused, depressed, sick, and, you know, eventually it wants you dead. Let's take a stand together this morning, and let's go over a few ground rules and see if we can't get back into faith and put our trust back into God's hand and our understanding as his beloved child. And there seems to be some sort of a disconnect. I'm confident that we're grasping the truths of who we are as God's children, or at least intellectually we can understand that this is so. We can read the Bible and hear the deeper spiritual interpretations contained in the parables, and it makes sense, and we can adopt the meaning and teachings behind them. But there is still that thought of, yeah, but my experience isn't exactly aligning with what I'm hearing and learning, or sounds good, but how do I put that into practice for myself and my loved ones? Well, for starters, we don't do the work. Jesus taught us that we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. The truth that does the works. All we are to do is to know the truth. Jesus even confessed that he could of himself do nothing. It was his knowledge and understanding of the truth that drove out the darkness and error that those before him were mesmerized into seeing. Jesus was the perfect embodiment of the truth, and he knew it and was convinced of it so well that anything his thought touched upon was healed and corrected. This healing truth or the Christ is present and available to all of us every moment. It is who we are, what we are, and it's ever present. It's here now. And as we see this truth in ourselves and others, we too can heal. So first, cast off this heavy burden that you yourself have to overcome, scarcity or harmonize relationships or heal yourself or others. Your only assignment is to know the truth, even in the face of what appears to be contrary to this truth in your human experience. The power of the truth alone heals every discordant situation. Light dispels the darkness, but somebody's got to flip the switch. Learning the truth and recognizing this truth is the same as flipping the switch. The truth, or Word of God, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's Hebrews 4:12. That's quite a visual, isn't it? Truth just completely covers and permeates any situation and corrects whatever isn't in line with God's Word. Mary Baker Eddy in Science and Health encourages us when she explains, if spirit or the power of divine love bear witness to the truth, this is the ultimatum, the scientific way, and the healing is instantaneous. When our spirit bears witness to the truth of any situation, the truth immediately and effectively corrects any discord or disease we seem to be experiencing. This is why we don't need to feel any personal responsibility for doing the work. A knowledge and acceptance of the truth in our consciousness is what unleashes the healing power, and truth does the work. And this work is always performed perfectly, on time, in the way that is best suited to our circumstance. Certainly, we can fulfill this demand for knowing the truth. First of all, you already know it. The truth is who you are, although we seem to have forgotten it. We never actually learn. We only recall the truth because this truth is your identity. Instead of being asked to learn a tough or challenging subject, we're only asked to remove the blocks to our remembrance of truth, the lie that we're separate from it, or don't know it, or are too dense to get it, or that we can't hear God. This is why we often refer to revelation as an aha moment. It's a recalling of something we've always known, like recognizing an old friend. It's in you, and it's the best feeling when you rediscover it. So we don't do anything. We simply recall the truth as we study the Word of the Bible and turn to our teachers. Recalling the truth unleashes its power within our consciousness, and this correction in our consciousness necessarily results in the shifting of our human experience. For those who might be new to healing through prayer, I want to quickly revisit some principles that we've been building upon. Through quantum physics, science has proven that what we deem matter is actually varying frequencies of vibrating energy. Furthermore, our beliefs and consciousness directly impact this energy and the resulting forms that it takes. In other words, believing is seeing as much as seeing is believing. My own personal teacher, Jack Hubble, gave me a great way to remember this crucial lesson. The acronym HC equals HE, or human consciousness equals human experience. Because this is provable science, we now accept that cause is never outside of ourselves, but is in the mind. All that we experience is created at the level of thought, either our own or the collective consciousness of man. Jesus knew this back in his time and referred to this at Matthew 15:18. He was talking to his disciples after the Pharisees accused the disciples of breaking tradition by not washing their hands before they ate bread. He declared to them, "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. Jesus was teaching them that it is the impure and sinful beliefs a man holds in his heart that defileth him. Defileth means to corrupt the purity or perfection of. So the sinful thoughts and beliefs in the heart of man, that's the cause of all outward sin and suffering, or the effect. So if the cause of all sin and discord is in the inward parts of man, that is where salvation, or where the answer is to be found. We take whatever the seeming problem is and hold it up to the light of truth, what God knows about his creation. We argue on the side of truth, the side of love and its creating, to see and identify only with what God sees in his beloved children. And as we do this, as we declare the truth, the power of the truth floods our consciousness. It removes all erroneous thinking, outdated and false beliefs drop away, giving place to the truth as taught and demonstrated by Jesus. And because human consciousness equals human experience, our experience must correspond to the truth we've recognized. The result is physical healing, abundance, harmony, joy, and peace, and a profound sense of gratitude for our oneness with God and his divine love. It is so awesome when the truth operates and completely dissolves the fearful and limiting beliefs we've unwittingly adopted. And we get to see just how divine love works in our experience to correct and restore and harmonize. Now, there have been times when I've applied the truth to a situation and either I don't see immediate results or, in some cases, I haven't seen results at all. And I've spoken to my friends about this who say, yeah, Corrine, I get what you're saying, but I don't have that experience of the truth flooding my consciousness. I've been praying about this and recently have been shown the why behind this. You know, mortal mind requires our beliefs in order to operate. The only place it operates is in our thinking. So if you don't believe in it, it's got nowhere to exist and ceases to be. So it's not going to sit by quietly while we get wise to its ways until we no longer believe in it. Nuh-uh. As we learn and grow and recognize how it operates, mortal mind or serpent talk is equally trying to perfect its ways. Mrs. Eddy describes mortal mind as, from Genesis to the apocalypse, sin, sickness, and death, envy, hatred, revenge, all evil, are typified by a serpent or animal subtlety. Jesus said, quoting a line from the Psalms, they hated me without a cause. The serpent is perpetually close upon the heel of harmony. From the beginning to the end, the serpent pursues with hatred the spiritual idea. In Genesis, this allegorical talking serpent typifies mortal mind, more subtle than any beast of the field. In the apocalypse, when nearing its doom, this evil increases and becomes the great red dragon, swollen with sin, inflamed with war against spirituality, and ripe for destruction. It is full of lust and hate, loathing the brightness of divine glory. As we catch on to the serpent's subtle ways, it must find new ways to attack, evade, and hypnotize us into believing more in it than we do of our inseparability from God. And I've recently been made aware of how the serpent has attempted to divide cause and effect in our thinking. It's as if the serpent is saying, well, you may have figured out that what you believe is what you see, but you'll never reap the benefit of this revelation. You can do the mental part or the sowing, but you'll never experience the benefit or the reaping. This has been confirmed by my own thought and the thoughts of my friends who claim to know and recognize the truth in what I'm sharing, but do not get the physical or outward benefits of their mental prayers. Well, good news, my friends, because once the serpent's lie is seen, it becomes self-destroyed. Now that we're on to its game, we can undo it, because we can hold the lie up to the light of the truth, and the truth destroys the error. So let's see. The latest gimmick is that we can know the truth, but the truth shall not set us free? That can't be right, because Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, taught us the exact opposite. And I know from my own personal experience that this truth does set us free from sin and sickness. I've experienced it. I've helped others experience it. There are hundreds of thousands of testimonies of the power of truth and how it obliterates the lie of sin, sickness, and even death. So we know that this latest ploy of mortal mind is simply a lie, working mesmerically in our thought, and that we have unwittingly taken in, which tells us that we can understand the truth, but that we won't see the effect of this truth working in our experience. Well, I'm taking this lie to the microscope of truth. Let's address the law of cause and effect. A cause is the reason why something happens. What happens is the effect. Sir Isaac Newton's third law of motion states that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. The Bible refers to this law of cause and effect when it refers to sowing and reaping, or planting and harvesting. Galatians 6:7 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." 2 Corinthians 9:6, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." Luke 6:38, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. But with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." You plant an orange tree, you're going to get an orange. You plant an apple tree, you're going to get an apple. Color with a purple crayon, guess what? You're going to get purple. Cause and effect, they're inseparable. What you do and how you do it is going to get you certain results. You get it. So let's consider how the majority of society has been taught and duped into believing that all cause is outside of oneself. The causes of the common cold, we are informed, are contagion, inclement weather, stress, all outside of ourselves. The cause of scarcity is the economy, our wimpy paycheck, our selfish employer, all outside of our control. But we now know that cause is in the mind. What we believe is what we experience. Well, if cause is in the mind, where is effect? If cause and effect are inseparable, and cause is in the mind, isn't effect also in the mind? If everything is actually energy and matter isn't, then effect is in our consciousness also. Cause and effect are immediate, and effect is the instantaneous result of cause. The serpent has had us chasing our tail by believing that while cause may be mental, the effect is still outside of ourselves, and therefore we have no control over the effect. Do you see this? Before, we believed all cause and effect was outside of ourselves, and therefore we were helpless before it, like the lie of inevitable sickness. Then we got smarter and figured out that cause is in our minds. What we believe is what we are seeing. And this was huge. In fact, most people are still ignorant to this truth because mortal mind is tenaciously gripping them in its hypnotic spell, hanging on for its very life. But many of us have woken up to the truth that cause is mental, and that when we replace the truth for our false beliefs, our experience is healed along with the corrected consciousness. So the serpent makes its next chess move. "All right," it says, "you're on to me, but I've got something better up my sleeve. You can have your mental cause, but I'm going to keep you believing that effect is still beyond you and that you cannot experience the corrected effect. And didn't we fall for it? God, I know I did. There I was, knowing the truth, totally convinced that the truth heals our misperception, but yet getting frustrated that I didn't see the healing effect in my life. And then Holy Spirit revealed this move by mortal mind, along with the fantastic truth that cause and effect are not separate. Cause is not inside our minds and effect is outside of us, still at the mercy of the world. No. Mary Baker Eddy gave us the scientific statement of being, which I would like to share with you. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is made in his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. So, since God is infinite mind, and his creation is his infinite spiritual ideas, then everything, all creation, is in fact spiritual. What we see with our human eyeballs is the counterfeit man or the illusion of life and matter. But God is the only creator, the only power, and only what he created exists in reality. And if cause is inseparable from effect, then the effect cannot be unlike the cause. God is good. Therefore, what he created must be good. God is love. Therefore, his creation must express only love. God is holy. His creation is also holy. God is eternal life. Therefore, his creation cannot express anything other than eternal life. God is spirit. Therefore, his creation is spiritual. God is truth. His creation only expresses truth. Cause and effect are one, and God is the only cause. Mrs. Eddy writes on page 207 in Science and Health, there is but one primal cause. Therefore, there can be no effect from any other cause, and there can be no reality in aught which does not proceed from this great and only cause. Sin, sickness, disease, and death belong not to the science of being. They are the errors which presuppose the absence of truth, life, or love. Do you see? We get now that cause is mental. Well, God is the only cause. He is divine mind, and his creation is his infinite ideas of which we are a part of. Now we are seeing that cause and effect are mental because they are one. What God creates is not separate from him. What God creates does not take time to come about. Effect accompanies cause. And because this is truth, we can insist on experiencing this fact here and now. We know the truth, and we experience its effects here and now because cause and effect are not separate. Both cause and effect are in our consciousness, not just cause and then we wait to see the effect outside of ourselves. Because we are wholly spiritual, there is in reality no, quote, out there. All is mind and its infinite manifestation. We are the spiritual offspring of spirit, God. In truth, God is the only creator, the only cause, and we are his immediate effect, made in his image and likeness. There's no gap between our creation and the perfect effect. Science and Health provides the relations of God and man, divine principle and idea are indestructible in science, and science knows no lapse from nor return to harmony, but holds the divine order or spiritual law in which God and all that he creates are perfect and eternal, to have remained unchanged in its eternal history. It goes on to state, the facts of divine science should be admitted, although the evidence as to these facts is not supported by evil, by matter, or by material sense, because the evidence that God and man coexist is fully sustained by spiritual sense. Man is, and forever has been, God's reflection. God is infinite, therefore ever-present, and there is no other power nor presence. Hence, the spirituality of the universe is the only fact of creation. So that's the big aha I received. We don't experience the results of our change in beliefs because we've been tricked and duped into believing that the effect or answered prayer is out there, beyond ourselves, beyond our control. We've been tricked into thinking that effect is outside of ourselves, even if we admit that cause is inside. Wow. Well, you can rest in the truth that cause and effect are simultaneous, that since God is the cause, he is also effect, and that we are the immediate effect of his creating. Hold to this truth, even in the face of what seems to be strong evidence, physical evidence, to the contrary. All is mind and its perfect and loving creation. We are that creation. Our perfection is our heredity. Our holiness is our birthright. God is our Father, Mother. Eternal and harmonious life is the law of our being. It's time, and it's our right to experience that now. Mortal mind has lost its foothold in our thinking. We now know that cause and effect are one and within ourselves, not beyond ourselves. Divine mind will always come to us and assist us in remembering the truth as we seek him. And this truth does make us free now. Much love to all of you. I look forward to joining with you next Friday. Take care.
ForRadio.com.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Do you ever feel like you're in mentality hell? You have your doctors and or your support systems in place, but you are still in pain. And then, who is your biggest abuser? Could it now be the one staring back at you in the mirror? To be or not to be accountable is really the question when making the journey to get past the pain of misuse. ToBeAccountable.com, practical accountability coaching, specializing in mentality rehabilitation and restoration. A proud sponsor of Soul Sista Enterprise.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
4Radio.com.
Welcome to 4Radio. This is a Soul Sister Enterprise special brought to you by To Be Accountable, Practical Accountability Coaching, and we want to thank all of our sponsors out there, especially also B&B Builders. If it wasn't for you, you wouldn't be able to hear us every week as our phones are covered by B&B Builders, and we just want to thank you very much for all of your support, and welcome to all of our archive listeners. Again, without your numbers, it's amazing to watch how every week you go in and push the button and you pay attention to voices that are being elevated and empowered here on 4Radio. So I want to thank you all for joining us today. I don't normally do specials too often, and this week we happen to do two. We did one on Wednesday with Kelly Kelheel, and we're going to be excited to bring another show, a Soul Sister Enterprise special to you with her. And today we have a special guest. And I'm going to introduce her and bring her on. And she is the CEO of a company that kind of came to my attention this week through a Facebook post. So it is called InspirationalLadies.com. And if you don't or have never heard of it before, please log on and go into www.inspirationalladies.com. And today we have the CEO, Ms. Erica Cole. Are you with me, Erica?
I am.
Hello, how are you? Thank you so much for joining me today. It was such a pleasure to get introduced to your organization and start to really learn and understand all about it. So before we start, can you just explain a little bit to our audience who you are and what your position is in this amazing organization?
Sure. First, thank you very much for having me. This is very exciting. It's really important for us to kind of spread the word and attention about our organization. So I am the CEO of Inspirational Ladies, and it is a network of women that come from all walks of life that have, they're either entrepreneurs, they are businesswomen, they are moms, they are women who have a great story and have something to inspire others by. And it's been really great because we have made many connections with all these women all across the United States and some internationally as well. So it's been a very exciting adventure, and it's only going to get better from here. So thank you very much for bringing attention to our organization.
Okay, very good. And how long have you been involved with the organization, Erica?
I've been involved since 2012. I know that the two founders of this group, they've been working for a long time on this project, but I was introduced to them, and we've kind of gone back and forth on how to attack this, the success of this, and it's definitely in the beginning phases of everything, but we've had such a positive amount of feedback from women, people who are interested in reading and watching the website grow, and are excited to see any future endeavors that we do have for this project. So it's been really great so far.
Very
very good. And what kind of women have you been interviewing?
Anyone from women who have been involved in pageantry to lawyers to actors. We have a network of women that we have like, oh my gosh, I think we have quite a few connections at this point. I don't know a number exactly, but our goal obviously is to keep growing. But we have we just interviewed some celebrity moms, which is really great because that is something that maybe some you may not be able to relate to the celebrity side of things if you're a mother. However, if you have a child that's inspiring to do great things, you can kind of understand their story. Then we have women who are doctors. We have women who are in fitness. We have women health, wellness, fashion. I'm more the fashion side of things, as well as a group of other women. Fashion and pageantry is what I really specialize in. So it's been nice for me to connect with a lot of other women that do the same thing.
Very cool. My daughter went to FITM in Los Angeles. Where did you go for your education?
That's amazing that she went to FITM. I toured that school in 2004, and it is a beautiful school. I ended up taking classes through the American Institute of Fashion, and I also took classes at RISD as well.
Gotcha. Yeah, she went through the whole program, and it's an amazing school. And what was the reason why you didn't end up choosing FITM? Because it was overwhelming to watch my daughter go through all of the stuff there. What was the big difference between the school that you went to in FITM? And I'm just learning this myself because she didn't have an option. She just wanted to go there. And I don't know so much about fashion. So from that perspective as a mother, I'm asking you that question.
Yeah, sure. Honestly, it was the fact that I didn't really want to afford it. It's a very good opportunity, but the move for me to go from the East to the West Coast would have been really substantial at a very young age, and it was just kind of one of those things where I had to be very realistic about what I could do as far as schooling, could I do online classes and things of that nature. So it was just a better choice for me not to make that massive move.
Right. But so then what you're telling me that is FITM is a pretty good school as far as fashion goes. I mean,
Oh my gosh, it is an amazing school. It's
so,
hands down.
Can you explain, because I know we have a lot of listeners. I don't know what we're about. Soul Sister Enterprise elevates and empowers women, and our hosts are women who have gone through adversity and they've made it through the other side, and we use this platform to elevate and empower their voices, and it's incredible what happens. So we have listeners from all over the world, about 70,000 are listening in live and archived. So some of them don't know so much about what fashion is. We've got a lot of people in Indonesia that listen to the show that you heard before you were on. And we have a huge audience in Indonesia. So why don't you just share a little bit what fashion school is, as far as that is one of your passions, obviously. And now I get to hear it from a mother's perspective coming from a daughter. My daughter's 25, and you know, it's different when you're the mom. So I'm going to listen to my daughter through you right now. So share about what fashion is, why it's important to you, and really, I want to hear FITM, and because I didn't know what FITM was, but it apparently is a good school, so I'm excited to hear how you're going to describe it. But it's called the Fashion for Design and Merchandising. So all of those, we have a huge audience also on the island of Crete in Greece. And so I just want to make sure that everybody can hear and know the perspective I get to hear, Erica. So go ahead.
All right. So fashion is an art form. It comes in many different ways. It can be described in so many different ways. So I think it's interesting if you ask one fashion designer to the next, or one stylist to the next what it actually means to them. For me, I'm very creative, I'm very artistic, and I like fashion because it's another way to really showcase your personality. It's a way to embrace who you are and have a voice without even speaking. And I think for some people, when you look at fashion, if you look at fashion on the runways, it can be perceived as way out of bounds. It's very misunderstood. But to an artist, just like go back to Picasso, Picasso would look at his artwork as a brilliant painting, whereas we would look at it and have trouble deciphering what it actually is, what the creative mind was behind that, what the inspiration was behind that. And that's honestly what fashion is. It's art. If you've ever gone to a museum, you see sculptures, you see painting, you see colors, you see all kinds of textiles, and that's basically what it is, just put with materials you make beautiful outfits. And it expands from things that are on the runway to what you see like street style, and then it also expands to costume design, movies, entertainment, things like that. Fashion is everywhere, but it's the way it's kind of differentiated through people is personal style, and that's what I really love about it, mostly because you can take the same black dress and give it to 10 different women, and they're all going to make it look differently, and that's what I think fashion is. It's just a way to really showcase who you are as an individual.
I know that I saw somewhere you're also a pageant coach,
mm-hmm.
So when have your clients in front of you, and you have some, and we'll make it a broad question. You will have three different kinds of women. One that really doesn't even have a sense of what the essence of a woman is.
Mm-hmm.
One that thinks she knows it all. And then the one that is too timid to be brave enough to wear the fashion. How would
mm-hmm.
you handle each of those individual pageant clients?
Basically, it's just honing in on what they're really comfortable with, because you can actually kind of go off of, if someone's very timid, very risk-averse with their fashion, you know, they they're not really comfortable with color or prints or mixing prints or things like that. It's more like educating them. I educate my clients no matter what it is, whether it's seeking image, stage presence. But when it comes to clothes, it's just educating a client on what's going to actually look better on them. And I think once they see it for themselves, I ultimately let them make the decision, because it's all about compromise, of course, but because I do have a job to do. However, you know, if someone's really uncomfortable in an outfit, it's going to be very, very, very obvious when they go on stage or in an interview or something like that. So it's just all finding a happy medium with every single one of those clients. There's no rhyme or reason. It's just kind of, it's a personality thing. So it's honestly just trying to figure out each person's style, personality, and where we can compromise.
Very good. We're going to take a commercial break really quick. Audience, when we come back, I want to talk about how when you definitely get a new client in front of you, and we, mm-hmm. again, we have a lot of listeners calling in, and all of, we know a lot of the same people in the pageantry industry, and mm-hmm. I want you to share a little bit more about what you do when it comes to coaching,
okay.
more on what your passion is, on why you are so passionate about this network and what you're bringing into the network. And
okay.
that's what I want to talk about when we get back from our commercial break. So, Erica, hold on one moment, and we will be back with Erica Cole and InspirationalLadies.com right here on 4 Radio.
4Radio.com.
Do you ever feel like you're in mentality hell? You have your doctors and or your support systems in place, but you are still in pain? And then, who is your biggest abuser? Could it now be the one staring back at you in the mirror? To be or not to be accountable is really the question when making the journey to get past the pain of misuse. TobeAccountable.com, practical accountability coaching, specializing in mentality rehabilitation and restoration. A proud sponsor of Soul Sista Enterprise.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rio, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
And welcome back to ForRadio. This is a special Soul Sista Enterprise special with special guest, Erica Cole of Inspirational Ladies. Erica, before we actually go on, we have a guest caller, and I want to share a little bit about who this guest caller is before I bring her on. She is a woman that I've known since the year 2000. She came into my life way back when in an organization that really blessed me at one time, and she became Miss U.S. And Tess is an amazing soul. We've walked an incredible journey together, and our children have met and have grown up kind of parallel with each other. And so I am blessed to bring on a beautiful friend, a blast from the past, Miss U.S. Tess, how are you, beautiful?
I'm great, Maria. Thank you. Yeah, and you are right. I was so blessed to get to know you and so many women back in the early 2000 years. And I can't believe that Lauren, your daughter, is 25 already. Shocking to hear that, you know, but we hopefully we all learn and grow through the years that we raise our children. And I'm excited to be on the show and to talk about Inspirational Ladies with you both.
Well, go ahead, Erica. Go ahead and say hello to Tess.
Hi, Tess. Hi. Yeah, Eric and I actually just met on the phone about an hour ago. We've been working kind of parallel with Inspirational Ladies, and we're excited to bring more and more strong women to the forefront on the network. And what we're really doing is having all of these amazing women learn about each other and share what we're doing and what they're doing, and it helps us each grow in ways we never even thought of, which I think is amazing.
It is amazing. Tess, how did you get involved with this organization?
Actually, one of the founders, Suresh Saha, gave me a call and informed me of the project that he'd been working on with his sister and Erica for several years, and it just sounded like such a great idea. I've been blessed in the last 3 years to have support of, of women that I have met through the world of pageantry and broadcasting to be there to support me while I was having some health issues. And now to be able to take all of the lessons that those people shared with me over those 3 years in faith and true, honest living really has made me want to do as much as I can for others. And I think that this is what Inspirational Ladies is going to help us all do.
Very good. And Erica, you know Tess, because Tess, you were interviewed, correct, too, as well?
Yes.
Yes,
I was interviewed, and then through additional conversations and so forth, I've been brought on as one of the executives and owners with the company.
Very cool, very cool. And when was your interview, and tell me about your experience with the interview with Inspirational Ladies.
I think my interview was maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago initially, and it's interesting because when you get a written interview, it's not live. It's not like you and I talking right now. You really do a little bit of soul searching as you answer each of these questions. And as I said, I'm truly blessed to be here and be able to share what I learned through my health crisis. And that's what was most important to me in my interview, is that I want to get people to come to my websites, which are about becoming your own healthcare advocate, and also about giving people information about brain tumors and the kinds of doctors that they should go to and the kinds of questions that they should ask. So that gave me an outlet to put that out there on the Inspirational Ladies website. And also through the process, anyone that is involved in the website, if they want their websites renewed, refreshed, added onto, and then exposed on the website, therefore you're going to get more eyeballs to something that's informationally important and hopefully will help people down the road if they have a health crisis. So that was what was important to me initially. And now that I've met so many of the ladies, you know, I'm growing. I'm working with a new trainer that I met through the website and, you know, working with a woman who is a professor at a school here. And there's just so many opportunities where we're exposed to things that we wouldn't have been if we didn't join this group. And usually, you know, that's what networking is all about. So we'll all grow in so many different ways.
Very good. Erica, the question that I have is, when you have these women and you go and you interview them, how do you choose which women you're going to choose to interview for Inspirational Ladies?
Oh, I think it's all a collective effort between Suresh, his sister, and myself. In the previous years before I was introduced to them, they've done a lot of research on people, women, and it's, you know, I was fortunate enough to come in on this project already with women who were kind of on the docket for interviews, and moving forward, we have an immediate network that is on the website right now, and it's just kind of branching out to each person that we've interviewed. So, like with Tess, she knows a group of people. With other women, there's a group of people, and it's a woman's network that, you know, if there is an inspirational lady that we have interviewed and they feel that they know someone that our attention should be averted to, you know, it's just kind of one of those things where it is a snowball effect in a very positive way. So we get a lot of names, and then we just kind of pick and choose. It's the benefit of our society now is we're so socially connected, so it's very easy to network with people. It's very easy to kind of get to know someone without actually physically meeting them. So that's just basically how we've gone about it.
And it's just fascinating. We're going to be going into another commercial break here soon, but again, I wanted to get to the question of you, a little bit more of sharing about you and your passion of inspirational ladies. Where do you see yourself moving? Because you're in the CEO position. And I understand, how do people become a part of it like you have become a part of it? Because I understand there's a whole bunch of owners. You guys have 14 owners as of right now?
Yes.
Okay, can you explain how that works?
I think it's just the best way to explain it is we're in the infancy stage of a startup. So it takes a good, strong team to build something great, and we've been fortunate enough to make such amazing connections so far. And I think that kind of empowering one another to bring people on board and make them really feel like they're being a part of something great, that's the basis behind it. It's really just, as women naturally, we're all passionate. So I think to give each of us some sort of job, whether it's, you know, marketing or interviewing or things like that, we really just try to involve as many women as we can. And ultimately, that will be our biggest success, is bringing so many people on board.
And is there a fee for these women to come on board? Or if you have someone that is referring women to you, because this is obviously a for-profit company, correct? It's a, it's a for-profit?
Yep. So there's a lot of commissions being, you know, it's commission-based, and that's just kind of how we're doing it as of where we stand right now. So if someone were to have a position, you know, in marketing or advertising for us, that's basically how it goes. It's websites and e-commerce and things of that nature. Growing that is very difficult. So, again, having a huge team is going to help us grow this website financially as well.
Well, it sounds amazing, like I said. Tess, before we go into commercial break, I want to give you a few more minutes to say just a little bit to our audience what you've been doing, what your platform is right now. I know you shared a little bit, but I would like for you to elevate and empower your voice on what your platform is, what you are using that crown that you are wearing for, and really showcase and shine right now, Tess. In Jesus' name,
well,
do it.
Thank you, Maria. It's great to have the opportunity to do that. You know, as you say, I met you back in 2000, and I had been out of pageantry for quite a while. And when I did have a health crisis, when we found I had a brain tumor, I realized that the best way I could help others is to share what I had learned, and one of the best ways to do that is to have a title and a crown, where you can get out there and represent and speak to organizations and give it your all. Now, what I found was most important for me was realizing how little people knew about taking control of their own health care. And with everything that's going on in our country regarding Obamacare and people being required to have national coverage if they don't have private coverage, I really want to teach people how to do that. So I've actually created my website, which is yourhealthcarejournal.com, and it gives you all of the tools that you need to create an actual notebook that you take with you and that you make notes in, and it has sections for your family history. And then if you think about it, back when we have children, you know, we have forms that are taken care of by the pediatricians that keeps everything up to date on what the sicknesses the child has gone through, the inoculations and so forth. And at some point we stop doing that. And I think it's important that we all do that, and we each have our own individual book. So as an example, one time with the tumor, I passed out here, and one of my sons, luckily, was home. But he had no idea what medications I was taking and so forth. But he knew when the ambulance came, all he had to do was grab my healthcare journal and hand it to them, and they had all the information that they needed. So I would love in the future, and that's what I'm working towards, is getting someone to sponsor or a book company to go ahead and publish this for me so that we can get it out there and get it in doctors' offices, and people will be in much more controlling situation of their own health care if they know that all that information that the doctors and hospitals needs is right there at their fingertips. So that's my goal.
Wow, that's incredible. Tess, thank you so much for joining us. Go ahead, Erica, if you would like to say goodbye to Tess, and thank you for calling in, Tess. Erica,
oh, absolutely.
Tess, thank you so much.
All right, talk to you soon, Erica. Thanks,
okay.
Maria. Bye-bye.
Perfect. We will be back right after this station identification and commercial break.
ForRadio.com.
Do you ever feel like you're in mentality hell? You have your doctors and or your support systems in place, but you are still in pain. And then, who is your biggest abuser? Could it now be the one staring back at you in the mirror? To be or not to be accountable is really the question when making the journey to get past the pain of misuse. ToBeAccountable.com. Practical accountability coaching, specializing in mentality rehabilitation and restoration. A proud sponsor of Soul Sista Enterprise.
Trace Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to ForRadio and Soul Sista Enterprise special today with Erica Cole from inspirationalladies.com. Erica, thank you again for joining us. Are you still there with me?
I am. Thank you.
Very good. The question that I have, excuse me, is where you have a lot of ladies come in. I've been doing this type of thing that you have started here. I've been doing exactly the same type of organization since 2004, and it really launched in 2005, and it's a little bit different to the fact where we have an exclusive members-only team, and we go through a huge vetting system to have the women on this team, and so I'm watching what you're doing, and being on this side, and doing what I'm doing and kind of is the same thing, and I'm really extremely accountable for the listeners that are listening to the show. And so I was wondering if there's any type of vetting system, because the women that I put on the show, I know there are a lot of people watching, and with much, mm-hmm. you know, blessings come much responsibility, correct? So
yes.
I have to be very accountable to making sure that when I have somebody speaking on the radio and I'm putting my name on it, that they're going to be elevating and empowering their own voice and putting it out there so they can elevate and empower others. I really, it's a process that we do exactly the same thing that you're doing. We all mm-hmm. come together, really communicating with each other, really taking years of cultivating this relationship. And so the vetting process is intense because I know it's a huge responsibility. So Inspirational Ladies is a huge project that I see. But what
yes.
kind of vetting process do you put on these women that are out there representing this company?
It's a lot of trial and error at this point. I think, you know, you can reflect back on the early stages of what you're doing and probably see how much you have grown and transformed your project as well. I think our best way of learning is oftentimes in making mistakes. And when we have women who get involved with this organization, we reach out after doing some research on them and making sure that it is something that they will be able to reach out to women, to be involved with this network, to empower others as well as themselves. And I'm with you in the aspect of it's very important to me when I have my name on something. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine some other women who have, like Tess, for instance, just from talking to her for a few minutes, I can tell that she is the same type of person. She likes to get her voice out there, but you're not going to stick your foot in the water if you know that it's really hot. So it's all about just reaching out, networking, and growing, trial and error. And I think within a year of this, I mean, we really, to be quite honest, we paused this project in 2012 and took about a year off. So we've picked back up and we've kind of rendered this whole thing, and it's really progressed quickly. So it's almost like we took 12 steps forward, 15 steps backward, but now we're being slingshotted into reaching out to all these women and kind of starting over. And so far it's been great, but I think maybe and futuristically, I'll have a better answer for that.
Okay, because again, you know, I'm in the same position that you're in. And in the field that I do, I'm an accountability coach. And
okay.
So, I'm a practical accountability coach, and we're putting together a practical accountability certification coaching program under Dr. Ken Hardy. And if you've mm-hmm. never heard of him, highly recommend that you do some research on him. And so I'm really into accountability, and especially since, again, what I think you're doing, what I think Inspirational Ladies is, I have to tell you, it's exactly verbatim what I'm doing under 4 International, mm-hmm. except for we're extremely exclusive and members only due to the fact that we vet as much, because when you're dealing with women, as you know, CEOs of companies, you're dealing mm-hmm. with a lot of egos, and you're dealing with a lot of personalities, and you're dealing with it kind of in the senior community. It's so funny. Right now, God has me in the senior community, and I am just in the middle of it. And what I'm learning is it's no different dealing with the senior community than dealing with the CEOs of nonprofits and of organizations out there that are service providers or CEOs of just regular corporations. I'm learning that the senior community, when you have them all, like my father, for instance, they're in a mobile home community in Lake Forest, California. And what I'm seeing is there is such a power struggle between the seniors, because most of them are obviously retired, and most of them all have their own dream, and most of them were CEOs of their own company, like my father. My father owned the largest scale company in the United States in the 60s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. So you get a lot. So, again, when you're out there we have a two-year process with ours, because what is your backup in case you have somebody that's listening to one of these ladies that are, I mean, I know Tess, she's amazing, okay? But you have other people that are listening, and again, I do radio, so I hear the feedback on whether or not I've said something wrong or to hurt somebody. What's your backup? Because you've got a lot of women coming in very quickly. In case something happens, who is accountable for that individual lady that you have underneath Inspirational Ladies?
Fortunately, at this point, it is Zurich and his sister. He's really made, Zurich especially, has made an effort to connect with women and keep a really great rapport with these women over the years, whether they were introduced a few years ago, whether they were introduced a few weeks ago. He really tries. He's all about relationship building. And for me at this point, I'm just trying to keep up. It's because it's so much in that infancy stage. I'm really just learning at this point, as well as other women. And I think no matter what it is, whether it's in a corporate setting or a personal setting or an organization, you're going to always deal with personalities. And it's just putting the person accountable who's best at dealing with personalities. You know, I'm used to dealing with women on a daily basis, with pageantry, with my clients, and they're all walks of life, different personalities, different, you know, whether it's a power trip or an insecurity. It's things that you just kind of roll with the punches, and that's someone who I am, and I pride myself on that. So I think with women that we've worked with so far, we all seem to have the same immediate and ultimate goal. There's going to be different ways that we attack any sort of journey that we have, but I haven't really noticed any power struggles yet, but that's definitely going to happen. It's bound to happen. That's just kind of natural. And from that point forward, you just have to learn to deal with it, and figuring out the best way to do it without insulting or hurting or whatever, you know. Just trying to be neutral is good.
It's truly about the communication, especially when you're dealing with women. And
communication is huge.
Communication is huge. That's very true. We're going to go into another commercial break, our last commercial break. But before we do, Tess, I know you're still listening, and we're going to play a song from one of our sponsors that we have on 4 Radio. And Tess was blessed to crown this sponsor in the year 2002 in Palm Springs, California. And I just want to play it for you today, Tess, because I feel you, and I know that God has you here for a purpose. I know that everything that you have gone through, my beautiful friend, will not go in vain. I know that this healthcare issue that is going on is a huge issue, and there is so much confusion, and I am just praying that he will do it again and again in your life so you can be a shining example of how he does have his promises and that they do come true, and that you're going to raise your voice and you're going to be elevated and empowered, because we know the truth. And it sets us free. So I want you to sit back and listen to our beautiful Tammy Arnum sing to you, my dear Tess. Because of all you've gone through, he knows your name, and he will do it again for you.
has somehow forgotten that you are faced with circumstances you can't get through. Right now it seems that there's no way out and you're going under. But God's proven time and time again He'll take care of you. And He'll do it again. Oh, yes, He can do it again. If you would just take a look at where you are now and where you've been, well, hasn't He always come through for you? Oh, He's the same now as then.
Yes, you know God has not changed.
Oh, you may not know how, you may not know when, but He'll do. God knows the things that you're going through, and He knows how you're hurting. You see, He knows just how your heart has been broken too. For He's the God of the stars and of the sun and of the sand, and He is your Father. You see, He can calm the storms. He'll find some way to fix this for you. And He'll do.
Hasn't He always?
4radio.com.
Do you ever feel like you're in mentality hell? You have your doctors and or your support systems in place, but you are still in pain. And then, who is your biggest abuser? Could it now be the one staring back at you in the mirror? To be or not to be accountable is really the question when making the journey to get past the pain of misuse. Tobeaccountable.com, practical accountability coaching, specializing in mentality rehabilitation and restoration. A proud sponsor of Soul Sista Enterprise.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
4radio.com.
And welcome back to Soul Sista Enterprise special show today with inspirationalladies.com CEO Erica Cole. Erica, are you still there with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Welcome back. I don't know if you know, because I know that you're in the pageant industry, but Tammy Arnhem, thank you, Tammy. Again, that was her beautiful song. And Tess, I hope you enjoyed it. And let me ask you real quick. I'll put you back on real quick. Tess, do you remember Tammy and her beautiful voice?
I do, and I actually remember that song when we had a meeting of several ladies to a taping for the Wynn Foundation, and I remember her singing that song to us. And so thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's one of my favorites, and we're blessed to have her as a sponsor. And again, we have a question, Erica, for you. So
sure.
Let me go and give it to you. It's collaborating together is necessary. How do you think other organizations like ours, FOUR International, can work together to reach the masses in a way that's positive and unites women rather than divide?
I think it's just all basically just trying to communicate the goal. We had spoken previously about power struggles and things of that nature. So when you combine two organizations, for the example that you just gave me, I think, you know, you have maybe similar goals to what we do, or it could be completely different. And I think just communicating the goal of this mass collaboration with a massive networking system and figuring out the best way to go about it is really important to work together with people who are passionate about your industry, passionate about my industry, and just go from there, basically.
Well, what I see happening, and again, a lot of the women that are in the Inspirational Ladies, I've worked with them for quite a few years, and I know a lot of them where they are on their walk and their path, and it's just ironic and such a blessing to be able to watch how they're being elevated and empowered through Inspirational Ladies, and how I see what is, from what I understand, and being married to a cop. You know, I was married to law enforcement for 20 years. It's amazing what it does to your mind, you know, Erica?
I bet.
I've got to tell you, it's very interesting from my perspective watching everything that's happening, I have to tell you. But
yeah,
how
I
see all of this happening, again, the women that are on this radio station, these women have gone through different programs to make themselves aware of the fact that when you do have a voice and you're out there and you're speaking on behalf of all these brands that you are putting and collaborating with, that's a huge responsibility. So what mm-hmm. we do at Four International is we make sure that when they go out there that they're no longer chasing for an external crown, that they understand that that tarnishes and that God kind of has a bigger, higher calling. And when you are willing to be accountable for that and accountable for all that you are and putting out as the truth, then that's what we do at Four. And we mm-hmm. put all the women, and all the women go through the same process. We go through reading the same things, going through the same programs. Quite a few of the women that are involved with Four International have gone through the same program, so we all speak and hear and understand the same language, so it's interesting. So I can see how maybe when the ladies that you're working with are ready to go up to the next and really mm-hmm. become accountable, and because there is a whole nother level and that I see, and it would be amazing to watch it come together and fuse, because I know the power of what we're doing underneath Soul Sister Enterprise and Four International internationally and mm-hmm. Within the country. And so I understand the power behind it because I have been doing it for a long time. And
right.
the women that are in this organization understand the values and what it is that you guys are trying to accomplish on Inspirational Ladies. So I want to applaud you. I want to let your audience know that it's an amazing opportunity to be able to be interviewed by you. I'd love to have you back because that's a whole nother topic, because I don't think I ever met the founder or the co-founders, and I just randomly got a message, hey, fill this out and you will interview you. So I'm a little confused about that. So Erica, would you mind coming back on and sharing? Because I'm that was the only part that I was a little confused, because I've never met them, but they just went ahead and asked me if I would interview. So do you, I would like to talk more about that, if you would love to come back on and we could
yes.
go ahead, set up another time, and I would love to have you back on, because I think inspirationalladies.com is an amazing opportunity to elevate and empower women, and that's what we need to do. So, Erica, there's about 1.5 more minutes. I'd love for you to close out and share all of your websites for your
okay.
pageant coaching and your fashion, and thank you so much for letting me hear my daughter's passion through you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. Any pageant women out there, you can find me at crowningconsultants.com. For the style obsessed, I am found at my own personal website, which is ericacole.com. And then for women who are all about networking and empowering one another, again, you can find us at inspirationalladies.com. And again, thank you, Maria, for having me. It's been a pleasure. This was quite a trip. I haven't done a live interview in a long time, so this was a lot of fun, and I really appreciate it. And I'd love to come back anytime.
I'm really glad you enjoyed the ride. And there's a really cute book that I'd love for you to go get, and it's called God on a Harley. And Erica,
awesome.
God on a Harley. And it's one of the cutest books I've ever read, and it will change your life. And from this point forward, I want you to always choose to enjoy the ride. Thank you so much for joining us today, CEO
Thank
of
you.
Inspiration. inspirationladies.com, Erica Cole. And I want to go ahead and just, again, thank all of our sponsors. And coming up, we have Women on the Edge with Becky Ryan. We will be right back after this station identification.
ForRadio.com.
Do you ever feel like you're in mentality hell? You have your doctors and or your support systems in place, but you are still in pain. And then, who is your biggest abuser? Could it now be the one staring back at you in the mirror? To be or not to be accountable is really the question when making the journey to get past the pain of misuse. ToBeAccountable.com, practical accountability coaching, specializing in mentality rehabilitation and restoration. A proud sponsor of Soul Sista Enterprise.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, Women on the Edge with Becky Ryan.
Welcome back to For Radio, and we are waiting for Becky Ryan to come back on, and we know that she is in the middle of something, but we have Matthew here. Matthew, are you with me?
I'm here. Thank you for having me back.
Well, good. First of all, I want to welcome all of our archive listeners. This is Women on the Edge with Becky Ryan, and I am filling in for her. This is Maria DiGiovanni. My jaw is a little off. You know, my jaw was broken, Matthew, 20 years ago, and the older I get, the worse. You're going to love this. I can't talk so much anymore. It's crazy. Anyway, Women on the Edge, we take the topics that are trending and we bring them to the edge. And today we have a special edition of Women on the Edge as we are going to talk about brain.biz and the effects of post-traumatic stress disorder and the effects on law enforcement, CEOs of companies. And Matthew is an incredible mentor in my life. He is a former manager in my past and an incredible soul brother. And Matthew, I'd like for you to introduce yourself. You are the CEO of Higher Ascent. Please share what Higher Ascent is, because it is the program of choice for brain.biz in elevating and empowering and raising awareness on post-traumatic stress disorder in our law enforcement.
Absolutely. Thank you. Higher Ascent is really just a brainchild of allowing God to work, I think, in your life and my life. The idea was to elevate the mentality of the person. And it goes further than that, though. Tying in the physical aspect of what we do, which is rock climbing, camping, backpacking, that type of thing, it ties in evidence that goes all the way back to 1946 when the U.S. government started doing research about how to best help the troops that are coming back from the war. And there is dozens, if not hundreds, of evidence-based research that shows that an outdoor environment or these wilderness experiences are effective to treat post-traumatic stress disorder. Back then, they didn't know what it was. They didn't understand, I think, the depth of it. But way back when, the Veterans Association began what was known as recreation service, and it was under the Rehabilitation Medicine Service Office, which has been transformed into multiple things over the years. It's been morphed and it's been developed into different things.
I want to interject something, so excuse me, because I know that we have a lot of listeners from the last show, and a lot of these listeners are CEOs of their own company. They are women that are carrying huge weights and responsibilities of making sure that they raise their voices, and so they're spokespeople. The first time that I really was acquainted to post-traumatic stress disorder and how it affects everyone's life was through a program that I taught back years ago by a woman by the name of Tracy Kimball. And it was the second of a 20-week program. I taught her 20-week program, 3 years, twice a week. And the second class was Welcome Home Soldier. And so I really want, because I know these ladies are listening, and it's a lot of work being out there on the front line, as you know, Matthew. And it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown. So I want you to share, again, keep going in the direction, but know that your audience right now is the women that are on the battlefield. And that second class of that 20-week program, Welcome Home Soldier, made me realize that, you know, we're all affected by post-traumatic stress disorder, all of us. And so this is why I'm passionate about getting your voice out there and even getting these women that are all out there with their crowns and banners and their purposes and their stories and their companies and their nonprofits. And it's a lot of weight, ladies. What are you doing to take care of yourself? What are you doing to take a break? So Matthew, as you continue, I'm sorry for interrupting, but I'm passionate about making sure that not just law enforcement, but because I deal with ladies on this level, I deal with CEOs. I deal with women that are in front of the camera nonstop fighting for a cause. These women have the post-traumatic stress disorder just the same, and we need to take care of ourselves, because when you're out there talking about your cause, like Tess was talking about brain cancer, she had a brain tumor, that's huge. That's a huge thing. So taking care of yourself, making sure that you take care of the post-traumatic stress disorder that we all suffer from, because our biggest abuser is truly staring back at us at the mirror. So go ahead, Matthew. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I'll skip a couple things and just jump back to 1983 as well. That was when, as far as I can understand in all my studies, there was the first collaborative design where an outdoor environment for veterans and for your everyday person came together, and it was really to explore the relationship between evidence-based collaborative design of outdoor environments and really the capacity to contribute to anyone's well-being. As you're talking about all these people that are on the front lines, they're the people that are the most stressed out in the job market out there. Evidence back to 1983 shows that it is starting to stress them out. There was something that came out last night and I hate using Facebook as a source, but it was an article that somebody had posted on Facebook about 9/11 and the amount of stress that it caused from people that sat in front of the television. Scientists and psychologists were all contributing. If you spent more than 5 hours in front of the TV through this period, that it was a huge amount of stress in your life just from putting yourself in other people's shoes. People that are at the front lines, people that are listening to the ins and outs of everybody else's lives and not getting that stress relief for themselves are going through the same thing. It's deep psychological trauma, and there has to be a way to get it out. So Higher Ascent was a brainchild from knowing PTSD affects our veterans, it affects the officers. And all of these daily stresses, they bind up and they tie us all up together in a way that we can all associate on a deeper level. But hopefully we can just de-stress. We can relax, get rid of some of this by having these wilderness experiences. It shows, again, in hundreds of different research studies, that there is a definite tie between the physiological and psychological health of a person. So when we're able to be outside, when we're able to exercise, you're getting your physical, physiological needs met by being able to get some of that stress out. And it affects you psychologically on a deeper level. There's some other studies that show it affects you socially, your ability to be able to connect with people on a deeper level, especially for people that are in a high level where you have to. Yeah.
It's 10:10, so I have to say, you know, I just got a text from Becky, and God teaches me crazy. You know, Matthew, you've known me forever. And 10:10, so John, 10:10, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I come to bring you life and life in abundance. Becky is in surgery right now, Matthew. So trust me when I tell you, when you are getting ready to do something and go to the next level and you are really going to be making changes, the enemy is going to come and try to take us out. So we want to send a special prayer. And Matthew, I know you're a prayer warrior, so I would love for you to take this opportunity on Becky's show. And now that we know the reason why she couldn't get on is she is in surgery right now. So I don't know why. But go ahead and send out a prayer to Becky, the CEO of Women on the Edge, and the host, and Miss Georgia Ambassador for Women.
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we just lift up Becky to you right now. We pray that whatever she is going through, that you're there with her. We know you're always with us. We know that you're always about us. We pray that your Holy Spirit would just continue to fill her. Allow her to know and feel, sense, experience your presence as she's going through this. We just pray for your kingdom to touch down here on earth around her, that the doctors, that the nurses, that the people that are involved with whatever she's going through right now would know that they're working for you, would know that they are really protecting and guarding and helping your child. She's your child. She's your princess, and that it means more than they will ever know, just to protect her. We pray whatever battle is going on right now, that you give us the freedom from it and know that you have already conquered, you've already won. Whatever we're going through, whatever we're experiencing, whether it be on this show, whether it be at home, whether it be within our own lives and our families, that we know and we expect and we accept you've won whatever we're going through, part of the ride. Mm-hmm. Father, we know that you love us. We know that you are more powerful than anything that this world can do to us. And we just praise your name for it and bring you glory in our lives by living that for you. We just pray this in your name.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so again, here we are. We have another CEO. She's in surgery. There's a lot of stress. Matthew, I want you to share what it would be like, because this is what we're going to do, because God just said to do it. So October, we are going to be crowning our first Miss Ambassador for the American Cowboy. And Becky Christensen Phillips will be coming, and Becky Ryan will be coming. Becky Ryan will be coming from Atlanta, and Becky Phillips will be coming from the state of Washington. And we will be crowning Becky Phillips. And I think with all the women coming from out of state, I think we should book maybe a one-day adventure on October 9th. We'll get Becky to come in a little bit early, either the 9th or the 10th. The October 11th and 12th is the weekend, so I think we should book it up. But I want you to share with the audience, if I'm going to bring these precious pearls to you, these are women that you have partnered up with, and this is why you are a sponsor of our radio station, because you knew that one day this was going to come, and you're going to take these precious pearls, because these are the CEOs. These are the women that are actually walking the talk, and they are doing and they are the truth, and they are set free by the truth that they are living. And it is a lot of work, Matthew, as you know. And we're going to take these women, and I'm going to hand them to you, and what is this ride going to look like to them? Some of us have never done this before, okay?
That's my favorite client to have, somebody that's never experienced this.
Okay, so share with the audience what this is going to look like. Are we going to stay overnight? I mean, what would it look like if we just went up for the day? And then what will it look like if we stayed overnight? And then what does it look like when it hurts?
Well, you know? my favorite trip is an overnight experience for a couple of reasons. And I'll go into what the day trip is. But the overnight experience is so much more impactful for me because you get an overnight at night in the middle of the desert. You truly get to experience God's wonder by seeing the stars as it was naturally created to be. Those of us that live in the city, and this may not be the same for all your audience, but those of us that live in the city here in Orange County, I see maybe 5 stars at night. If it's a clear night and there's very little light pollution, I may get up to 15 stars. When we left the desert, we're bombarded with light from the sky. If the moon's out or if it's not out, we still have light, the way that God created it to be. With that light, I don't personally ever take a flashlight. I know that I have enough light in the sky. I personally think it takes away from the experience to have a flashlight out there. And we go for a night hike. We spend a good 20 minutes just walking through the desert, come to a spot where we can actually look out over the valley. And because of the stars and because of the moon, you can actually see at night this valley. And it's actually very, very similar to the Israeli desert, what Jesus experienced. And we'll spend a few minutes talking about what Christ experienced on his temptation when he spent 40 days in the wilderness, and we spent 40 days at the end of it. Satan came and tried to tempt him. So we talk about that and how to apply it to our daily lives. How does it affect us? How can we reflect on it? When I started doing this, one of the things that always bothered me about camp-type experiences were that when you walked away, you had this mountain high experience or you had this hilltop experience. When you went back to regular life, it didn't seem like it connected at all. And a big focus for me is how do I apply this to my daily life? How can I have literally daily reminders through what I do to connect it back to how to stress myself, de-stress myself at home. So that's one thing that I love about the overnight experience. If we're just doing a day trip, it's really all about meeting as early as we can, talking a little bit about creation, our purpose. And I go into a little bit more. When we talk about the creation story, we talk about the very simple, almost a scientific fact of God created it this way, it happened in this order, but there's so much more to it. If we look at the context of the Hebrews and what they actually went through, the Egyptian culture that they lived in, humanity or people were really looked down upon. And it was all about your class, and it was all about what your terms of enslavement, I guess, are the best way of saying it are. And the God of the Bible, the Hebrew God that rescued them, was a God of love. If you look at the format of the way the Bible is written, it's a literary device, and it's really climaxed at man's creation. You have 6 days or 5 days of all these good things. And on the sixth day, God created man in his own image, and it was very good. There is a purpose, there's an intent on the fact that God says, this is very good. And we go into a lot more detail. But if you know any other creation stories from around the world, man is not good. Man was not made for a good purpose. It was made to be enslaved. It was made to be brutalized by the God or whoever the gods of the time were. The God of the Bible was revolutionary to current day thinking. When Moses wrote this story, it was flipping everything upside down. So it's really to set the tone at the beginning of the day. Think about your life this way. All these things that we get to experience, all the things that were given as a fresh canvas, as a landscape that God made for us because we're very good, and all these other things were made for us to be a part of. I'm going on and on. I don't know how much time I have. But the day is spent climbing, really enjoying the fellowship with one another, because our lives were made to be relational. God made us to be in relationship with Him. When Adam and Eve sinned, it removed the it removed that relational aspect of our lives with Him by believing in the blood on the cross, by trusting in who Christ is. Not only do we go to heaven, that's wonderful, but we get this incredible relationship back through the Holy Spirit. And it's all about fellowship, and it's all about that relational aspect. That's what we want to focus on for the one-day trip, because that is where we de-stress. That is where we reconnect with our brothers and our sisters in order to have greater fellowship, to have a better understanding of who we are by loving and sharing with others.
Yeah, Matthew,
so the rock climbing is just a side aspect.
It's just, yeah, it sounds like it. But, again, you, I haven't worked with you in a couple of years, but I worked with you 4 years, and I'm just blessed to have you back in this circle. We're going to take a really quick break, and we will be right back.
Sure.
ForRadio.com.
Do you ever feel like you're in mentality hell? You have your doctors and or your support systems in place, but you are still in pain. And then, who is your biggest abuser? Could it now be the one staring back at you in the mirror? To be or not to be accountable is really the question when making the journey to get past the pain of misuse. ToBeAccountable.com. Practical accountability coaching, specializing in mentality rehabilitation and restoration. A proud sponsor of Soul Sista Enterprise.
ForRadio.com.
One of the greatest things, Matthew, is that this is ForRadio, and it's a Soul Sista Enterprise. And it belongs to me, Matthew, at this point, because we are a sole proprietor. So I want to tell the caller that just called in, you know what, if I want to pray to my God, if I want to pray in the name of Jesus on my radio station, that is capital M, because it's all about Him, I can do so, because I am a for-profit organization. I'm not regulated by anybody, and I have the right to say whatever I want and pray whatever I want on this station. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Matthew, go ahead and continue.
Sure. So I was sharing with what the experience is all about, but we use illustrations from rock climbing. There's a lot of, I love to call gadgets, this has been a lot of fun to be able to buy different gadgets, but we can use them as practical applications for trust, for really trusting other people, trusting our equipment. And sometimes that equipment is the experiences that we've been through. A lot of times it is all about the experience, all about that equipment that has been able to equip us in our lives. Sometimes it's not always the best choice. It's not always what we would have chosen to use, but it's what we've been given and it's what we have. So we just tie that all together in order to go through. I don't know if you know what a rappel is, where you would set up a...
Is that when you just fall?
No. it's a very controlled descent. So you go to the top of the rock. You are given a belay device, and you're pretty much lowering yourself down. So you're trusting these two... camming devices. Yeah, I usually put four on there, but we put two as the main and two as a backup. Two pieces that just look like big, yes, four. two pieces that look like big springs that are holding your weight up. They're all tested for about 2,700 pounds, the smaller ones, and the bigger ones are tested for about 4,200 pounds. So they're going to hold you, but it looks freaky, and it's all about, you know, trusting equipment and trusting the things that you've been giving, the expertise of the person that's with you. And what you're doing is I put a safety on you and put a lowering rope on you just in case somebody freaks out. But it gives you the opportunity to try something new, go outside of your comfort zone, and break through some of the fears that people experience. I had a young lady that was a single mom, and she was living in a constant state of fear in her personal life. And that had rolled over into so many things because of a lot of the things she had gone through. And she came to a point where she just couldn't do it. She just could not do it. And it was a great experience to lower myself down to her, to be able to clip next to her, hold on to her, and tell her that it's okay. At different times in our lives, at different points in our lives, there's going to be people to come alongside of us to help us out. And the goal is that at some point, we're going to be able to be there on our own. But there's always somebody there with you. There's always going to be somebody watching out for you. But it was a great experience for her to later in the same day get back up and say, you know what, I can do this. I saw that it worked. I saw that you could do it. I could saw that everybody else was able to do it. And through their experience and through their successes, I now know that I can do it too. And she was able to get back on and try. So I love seeing moments like that where somebody has an epiphany of, you know, this fear is just crippling me for no reason. There's no real reason that I can't do something. It's just my own fear.
We have 3 minutes and 33 seconds right now, and I want you to share with our audience. And one of the things that I want to because we're going to come up against opposition, obviously, and I'm not going to flinch, just like I know you're not going to flinch, and I want you to close us out in prayer. And I don't believe in coincidences, not even a little bit, Matthew, and because last night you and I were chatting on what we were going to do today because I hadn't heard from Becky, right?
Yeah.
And there's no coincidences in life, and you are an answer to a prayer that I sent up to God a long time ago. And I am blessed to have you as a brother in my life and now as a business associate and someone who's going to bring restoration, not just in men's lives and women's lives and officers' lives, but from the story that you just said, I'm sure October is going to be intense with these women that are coming that carry the weight of all, you know what I deal with every day with my own clients. So just being able to let go and be vulnerable for that moment and knowing that you have a brother that is going to be there no matter what. And through you, through you, Matthew, I have seen him. I have seen him, the one that has my capital M and for, is, and will a foundation of followers offering restorative education. And we will not be ashamed, and I will not be silenced. And Matthew, I've just thank you. And we will have you back on Women on the Edge, if not Monday, next Friday. But you have a minute and 30 seconds to share about your website and then close us out in prayer.
Honestly, the only thing to really share about this is that none of us are worthy on our own. And I just feel honored to be a part of what this is. I feel honored to be a part of your life. That I was sharing with you last time we met that, you know, I've tried to make sense of so many relationships that I've had in my life. And God continues to use a bigger picture and use a greater purpose, which is his, in order to tie all these things together. And I'm humbled in order to say that I still have no idea what the end result is, but I'm excited, as you say, to enjoy the ride, be able to be a part of this journey. I just pray that people would not see you, see myself, or anybody else involved as catalysts for these things, but they would give him the glory for people being able to be transformed. So, Heavenly Father, we pray that you would use this show, use our lives, use us to be completely transparent about everything going on. And we pray that you would just break through the way that you used Gideon, the way that you used so many of the people in the Bible that really said, hey, I'm not worthy. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this on my own. I pray that you would remind us that, hell no, there's no way you can do this on your own. I'm here. I'm here carrying you on this cross. Father, we pray that you would remind us that the blood that was spilled on the cross finished it, that we are transformed by the blood of Christ, that we are alive and we are your children because of that. We just pray for restoration. We pray for healing, and there is no other healing than through Christ. There is no other restoration than through the transformative power of that truth. And we just pray these things in your name.
I want to take a moment to just give a special thank you to our show sponsors, ImageCoach.com, Soul Sister Enterprise, the Law Office of Corrine R. Walson, and to our station sponsors, Heart4.com and 4 International, where we elevate and empower those who are overcoming adversity.